today from the new Mishnah, because everybody pushed me ahead. I tried to stay behind everybody jumping ahead of me. So bad stuff, you would try the new Mishnah.
The camera, the video camera.
Okay, so it's going to start now, the new Mishnah. What was here today?
21A.
21A, the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Nazir sheyashesa yayin kol hayom. You have a Nazir who's drinking wine the entire day. Ein chayiv ala achas. You're only chayiv one time. We know what's the halacha by a Nazir. What's the halacha by a Nazir? Someone who accepts on himself to be a Nazir. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha of a Nazir, Rav Ram? What's the halacha of a Nazir? Right. Right. Three things. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine. Can't cut his hair. He can't become tamei mes. What?
A grape or raisin related product.
Right. Anything also, wine, grape, all these things are included in wine. Right. It's very strict. So now what happened to the person? He was drinking wine the whole day. Whole part of this guy's a nazir. And the whole part of he's drinking wine. He's just drinking wine the whole part of him. He thinks he's supposed to drink wine.
It's for him.
But he's not allowed. He can't drink. If you're a Nazir,
you can't
drink wine. If you have a Nazir. So yeah, if you have a very Nazir. What? Well, there was Nazir, it probably didn't have firm anyway, right? They could have still had a Nazir, maybe. Yeah, there was, because the Purim was in between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. The time in the second Beis HaMikdash, if a person was a Nazir, he had to bring a carbon, then he can't drink wine.
But he can still have the Purim Suda.
He can have the Purim Suda. But he can't drink wine.
Nazir is like a raisin.
Raisin backwards. Nazir is raisin backwards. Put it in your safer. Put it in the safer. You're going to forget all your chedushim. You have to write them down. Write down your chedushim. I'm telling you. You're going to regret it later. What are we saying here? Oh, a friend says excellent. Must be, it was good. So he said, so Nazir Shai Shaysi Yayin Kolim. The guy, you have a Nazir. He's drinking wine the whole day. In a Chayiv Ala Achas. He's only Chayiv one time. He gets one Malchus. If you warn him in the morning, prior morning, say, I know everyone's drinking wine. Don't drink wine. He drinks wine. You get one, you Chayiv once. However, Amrullah, they said to him, Al Tishta. Don't drink. Which means they gave him more than one warning. So who Shai said he drinks? Chayiv al kol achas fach. He's chayiv on every single time, on each and every one. Now, what's the scenario over here? What happened exactly over here? Rabbi Yossi, what's the case over here? What's going on? What'd they tell him? What'd they warn him?
Well, they told him not to drink.
Yeah, but what was the story? What happened? In the morning, they told him don't drink. And if you drink, you get malchus. Okay, then what happened? And then when was the next time they told him? Then he drank.
Well, they keep telling him before every drink.
Before every drink. So don't drink, drink, drink before any time he's going to drink.
Oh, so you say the pshat is, before every drink.
I think that's why it's saying double option of not to drink, because right. It's between every drink.
Right.
But it's saying witnesses.
Right, so now the witnesses told him. So either the Mishnah said Al Tishta, really, of course the Mishnah means don't drink or you'll get Malchus. The Ritva says it could be that, let's say the first time in the morning you tell him don't drink or you'll get Malchus. Right? And right before his next drink, you just tell him, don't drink. You didn't tell him,
or
you'll get Malchus.
So the or you'll get Malchus can go on all of them?
Yeah, so he's saying it's understood since the first time you told him, don't drink, because you're going to get Malchus. So even though the next time you just told him, don't drink, that's good enough.
Yeah, he's kind of drunk, so he doesn't really.
If he's drunk, he's drunk.
Yeah,
if he's drunk, he's already honest, he's already positive, but the problem is if you're getting drunk. You're right, once you're drunk, you're not going to be chayef every time he drinks. That's he's drunk, probably.
Like, don't drink and you're going to get
off. A drunk is a...
He knows.
So once you're in the drunk already, you're honest, but...
Where does that come in?
Bring that halacha. If a person is drunk,
you...
What? Yeah, but... But lemais and halacha for... There's certain things... Let's say for davening. Not for mazik, because lemais people mazik somebody. Let's say if you're drunk, you can't daven.
Right.
So you can't die. Nachon, let's say if it's tefillah. Right. Let's say if it's tefillah.
And that's the...
Oh, yeah, he knows. No, he also is bringing out a point. Once the guy is drunk already, it's a problem. I don't know if we're going to be able to hide him. Good.
So does that mean that if you're drunk, the warning is invalid because you can't understand it?
It could be. It depends on this machlokes b'shanim. So let's say the guy's already drunk. You tell him don't drink anymore. So according to the Ritva's pshat, that he said the first warning goes on all of them already, it could be he already got warned. Maybe. But anyways, so whatever. He told the guy don't drink, and then he drank every time. He told him don't drink, and he drinks again. He's chayav everyone. Nachon, he's chayav everyone. Let's say while he's in the middle of drinking, you tell him don't drink. He drinks already, let's say Revius, so you tell him again, don't drink. He's still drinking. What's halacha? Also, some Rishonim say that it could be that you chayav in everyone. According to some Rishonim, even if he keeps on drinking, if you tell him don't drink and he keeps on drinking, he's taking down the whole bottle. He only wants one malchus, so he's taking down the whole bottle in one shot. And he's drinking. You tell him don't drink in the middle. Some Rishonim say you'll get even the altitude. You don't have to stop drinking. We're going to see the Gemara later. It's going to talk about it. Also, a case where you could have time to take the clothing off and put them back on Shana. Right, so it's right. So we're saying really depends on are you getting like a new Isser every second you're drinking, you keep on getting new Isser?
Or to be here then not. By all these cases it's the initial.
Yeah, but we'll see the Gemara, because by putting on clothing there's one sheet in the Gemara that says even if you had time to put it on and take it off, you're chai. So give me machlokes in the Gemara. So it depends. And the Gemara there's a sheet that says we'll get to it in the Gemara, if you kept shatnez on every second you kept it on, then you could have taken it off and put it back on, you're chai again.
So during each one of those time frames.
Yeah, it's another Isser every second. I think that's what we hold. We hold every second is a new Isser. That's what we hold.
Aren't all mitzvahs
the same? Every mitzvah, I say you get a new mitzvah every second when you're doing it. Depends. Lulav, you take a lulav and esra, you get one mitzvah, lulav and esra. But avera is usually a person does avera. So each kazayis, you're right, is usually going to be another Isser. But what about time? Something has to do with time. You're not eating a kazayis of shatnez. So how does it work with things that have to do with time? You put right.
You said that we have different places. Shalom
Haredi
or right. It gives us a certain time
yeah.
to go by.
So the shadows. Every time I leave, do you go by time? Every minute I leave this suit on, I get an extra Isser, right? So it's one Isser. You put it on, you get one Isser. So the Gemara is going to talk about it soon. We'll get to the Gemara there. It's going to talk about it. But that's just going to be every person that drinks. Let's see the next case in the Mishnah. The guy is being telling Mace the entire day, the whole day. The guy decides to become a grave digger. He says he needs a job. He's a grave digger the whole day digging graves. Right? What's the halacha? Ein chayv ela achas. Amar le'al tam atav. You sit there with a loudspeaker screaming out to the guys, Ben Harmanuch was digging graves. You're like, don't become tired. Don't do that. Every time you tell him, every time he becomes, every single person he becomes tame to, There also. Here also is a little machlokes b'shanim exactly what's the case. Because it could be here also the person actually has to stop. Some b'shanim say over here, it's different than a case of shatnez as the other cases. Because over here,
you're increasing it
to so in a way, you're, a certain way you're increasing it to him. But it says don't profane yourself. But the nazir can't profane. So once he already profaned himself to the tumma, to a certain extent you're already tummy. Yeah. So if you're in the Beis HaKvaros all the time, even if the guy's in the loudspeaker screaming at you, don't become tame, it's still going to be one Isser. So on this Isser, for this Isser, we should say, just to come out of the Beis HaKvaros, and don't, like, unprofane himself, go back in again. Because if not, he's in one profaning himself, he's one big profanity.
When the Akiva said something like that, he doesn't profane, right? And the Akiva is under the opinion that he doesn't. You
know more. Yeah, we're going to see that the sheet is fun. So that's what some Rishonim want to say here also, that if you're already in the, what's it called, if you're already in the Beis HaKvaros, you only chayav one time.
It says in the footnote here, Rabbi Yosef says in the Sefes Nazir,
yeah,
that he's still touching the first mace. He doesn't let go of it when the next mace is nearby or whatever.
It's still one. Right. So he's saying even the Gemara says.
Still on the first mace.
Right.
It seems to be we're talking here touching.
He's still touching.
There's no
Ovel in the mace. Right. Yeah, so he's still touching the mace. It's still a first. They say, even if you're still involved in like within that first mace, but I guess they're explaining that cheetah.
The Rishna says that sometimes you get twice on the first mace.
How do you get twice on the first mace?
I don't know.
If you go in and out, maybe. Can't find Ezra, we'll learn Nazir, we'll learn this whole sugya in depth. Ezra, we'll get there one day. Shana, fine. Let's see the Mishnah further. Hey, we got Leah Kalim. Even Nazir is sitting there shaving a whole day. Sitting there shaving. Ain't a chayv ala achas. You only chayv one time again. Amulay al tegalech, don't shave. Boom, galech. Chayv al kachas achas again. So all these three cases, where by drinking wine, we couldn't talk about temesim, by shaving, all of them seem to be the same halacha. And if you tell him one time, it's one warning, it's once. Every other warning, he'll get new malchus. Now, it's a little complicated. Hello, it's because I am kolayim. Let's say the guy put on a kolayim suit, fancy $2,000 suit with shatnez on the collar. In a chayiv ela achas, you only chayiv one time for the whole day. Well, overlay al tilbash. If they tell him, don't put it on. He removes it. The lavish puts it back on. Chayiv al kolayim achas. Every time he takes it off and puts it back on, gives me chayiv. Let's see the baden. Rashi, Rivan, how he loves kolayim. So he tells us, by the way, Echad Min HaShuk, we're talking about any person from the market. We're not talking about Nazir anymore. In the beginning of the Mishnah, we're talking about drinking wine, becoming Tameh, shaving. That's Nazir. This is not Nazir anymore. This is referring to a regular guy in the market wearing Kalayim. But let's turn. We're turning now to Chaf Alpha and Beis. Oh, yeah, we have an interesting case here. Gemara wants to give a case. I don't know why Gemara does this sometimes. We have a Shnai Sotah. We want to tell you the most disturbing you can get in one shot. Think about it, maybe.
Trying to get us to see how many. It's been a pattern the whole time. How many lavim can you get?
Do this
record. You know, with the crushed up hands.
How
many?
What's the most
sets of lashes can be incorporated into one action or into one set of actions?
Well, what's the point? What's the point that Gemara trying to show us? The main lav you get in one shot, just to see. Put it. What?
Guinness record, it's like
trying
to figure out who could think of the most.
I think it also shows
that
if you do this case, you will get eight
lashes. That could also be that. It's possible.
Don't think that because you cluttered it all into one thing, you're going to get away with one.
Oh, so that's one thing. First of all, we're showing you could get multiple isurim and multiple malchus at one time. You can do one action, and you'll get multiple lavin for one action. Right? Even though you do only one action, you could still get multiple lavin. Now, that we know already. True, that's true. We really learned that halacha. That we know already. So it could be showing you the stringency that it could be if you're not thinking what you're doing, you could get in one shot. So Rav Ram wants that we're just trying to keep a record, keep a track record, keep a record of the most love.
They have things like that in the Talmud.
Yeah, for sure.
The Maldim, for the Tefillah, so they chose different.
Right, Maldim the Rabbanim.
With different Rabbanim to accept into the Sidur or whatever.
Yes. Contest. Oh, so now we're having a contest. Who can we get five the most malchus? How do you get the most malchus in one act?
Well, you do see it sometimes. One more will try to add on another one too. Look, yeah. I say there's nine.
Right.
You can take the ant and you do like this. It's now nine.
Yeah, we want to get the most lavin.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. I have a reason for it.
Yeah. So let's see this case, man. Yesh, there is a person. There is a scenario. Chayrish, you could plow. Tell him echad, one tell him one row, one patch of stuff of in the field. V'chayv alav, you can be chayv on it mishum shmeinat lavin. Get eight lavin, and which get eight malchus for one plowing. You get in your plow for 10 seconds, you get eight lavin. Yesh chayrish tell him echad v'chayv alav mishum shmeinat lavin. What's the case? How do you get eight lavin? You're just sitting in your plow. Hachayrish, someone who plows bishar. V'chamar. First issue you're doing is you're plowing with a shor, an ox, and a donkey together. What's the iser? Iser of kalayim, iser deraisa. You're not allowed to breed the animals. Or we'll see in the Rivan, or a shor and a seh, two different animals.
Pasuk says shor,
shor, chamar.
Pasuk says
shor, chamar. He's saying that's what the Mara said this case, but really, we'll see in the Rivan.
Or it doesn't say chamar. And Bukhari says shor, seh, and then by the
Lions is
Shor Hamar.
All right.
Maybe
it's going to be. So we're in the case, I guess. So we'll get to Rivan soon, a long Rivan. So if you let's say, you, first of all, what's your first interaction? You plowed with a Shor and a Hamar. Two animals together, it's Kilai. Vehein, and they are mukdashin. They are both sanctified. Now we'll have to see in the Rivan exactly what does it mean they're sanctified. It does not mean here they're hektish. The Rivan learns the case is they are sanctified because they're already set aside because they're the firstborn animals. So the shar,
which is kachim kalan.
Yeah, so the shar is going to be a firstborn animal. So what do you do with your firstborn animal if it's an ox? You give it to the kohen, and then he brings part of it for the carbon, and then he eats it.
No, he can't be worked.
Right. So now, you're not allowed to work with the animal. Halacha is b'char, you're not allowed to work with it. You can't benefit from it. Then you go straight to the kohen. So you're working now with the shar and a chamar that are hektish. Oh, we'll say in the Rivan also, what about a chamar? A chamar, what do you do with a chamar, firstborn donkey?
So
what do you do? You redeem it. If you don't redeem it, you break it. Really, what's the real option? The first option is, what you do with it is, you redeem it for a sheep, let's say. And then, you give the sheep to the kohen instead.
Breaking option.
No, so if for some reason you're not going to redeem it, then for whatever reason you're not redeeming it, then you need to break its neck.
What's that?
That's called, why should you do that?
Because we don't do that to a bechar of a kosher animal, right? Just to the
Because you don't want to redeem it, because this thing really has kedusha.
We don't do it to like a set.
Because it has kedusha, you can't be makar it for a carbon.
The chamar. So it has kedusha.
So therefore, we tell you decapitate it, just kill it, because it has kedusha.
They break its neck.
Yeah.
Why specifically that?
So Terry said, I don't know.
That's the opposite of shchita, so they go from the back.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to do shchita.
You don't want to like even show that you're
shechting
it.
Right.
I don't know.
So interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. Look up Kuti Alachas. So that's Alach. So what happened? This guy took a shar and a chamar together. So this chamar really. So we're going to see in the Rivan. Now, let me ask everybody a question. A chamar, does that a kedusha? What do you do with a chamar? You have to redeem it onto a sheep. Right? Does the chamar itself really have a high level of kedusha b'char or not?
No.
So it's but the Rivan's going to make it to machlokes. So according to the sheet, it says one sheet holds it does have kedusha. Even the chamar itself has kedusha on it.
It's a kal,
but it has kedusha. Right, it's going to have kedusha on it. So you're taking a shar which has kedusha, ox, because it's the firstborn, and a chamar which is the firstborn.
Right.
So you just added another two isurim. Because you're using both of these things which you're not allowed. Or the Ravan is another pshat that really a chamar itself does not really have kedusha. The chamar doesn't have kedusha. It just has to be redeemed. It doesn't have such a high level of kedusha that it'll be considered you're not allowed to work with it. There's no isur to work with the chamar. The Rivan says there's another man, the Amar, who holds really chamar itself doesn't have such a high level of kedusha, but we don't really mean chamar. We're really just telling you the pasuk's words of kilayim is don't plow a mix a shar a ox and a chamar. But really,
but you're still using mammon of the kahana.
It's not a problem, but it wouldn't be this problem of isra hana on a chamar. There's no problem isra hana. So according to that, the Rivan's going to say
it doesn't fall into the klal of mi'ila, but it's still hana from.
He's saying there's no iser. It's mashkel from the Rivan. There's no iser b'chas. It's not an iser of having hana for some reason.
Because it doesn't fall into the class.
Yeah, it's not like it's not mi'ila. So it's not. It's like very low level kedusha. It's not enough to give you an iser of using it. That's what it sounds like from the Rivan.
Okay.
We'll see in the Rivan soon how it works. So one shot. So again, when we say shar and chamar, what's this iser that they're kurdish? So one shot is the shar is the firstborn, the chamar is the firstborn, right? If the chamar is firstborn, has kedusha, right? Or does the man amar's chamar doesn't really have kedusha? The donkey itself doesn't have kedusha because you can't use a donkey. You don't give the donkey, and we really just meant a shar and a set. We really meant in our Mishnah that you're bringing together a ox and a sheep. So why the Mishnah say shar and chamar? Just because that's. Why do we say shar and chamar? Just because that's the lashon of the pasuk. The pasuk's case that you're mixing is an ox and a donkey. But really, our Mishnah's case is really you're mixing an ox and a sheep. That's what Rivan says.
Meaning the sheep, because you can redeem the opinion on the donkey, and therefore replace the donkey with the sheep. So
correct.
This label is a sheep.
Right.
That's the end result of the opinion.
Right. And that's the end result. And in the first step, when it's still a chamar, there's no problem of using it. There's no issue of benefiting from it. I mean, we're saying here is the issue of benefiting from it, right?
Which means, if there's no benefit, you're not benefiting from the chamar.
You are benefiting. But there's no iser to benefit from a chamar. We're telling you this. What's the second and third iser over here? That these two animals were kaddish, they were bechar, right? Now, we're fine. Let's just go with the Silvav Shat. Silvav Shat is the Bechar and the Shar are both the firstborn. They have Kedusha. So far, we have three Yisurim. First of all, you have a Chamar. You're doing a mixed thing, Shar and a Chamar. Second of all, you have a Shamar, that a Shar that's holy, and a Chamar that's holy. Let's continue further. The Kilayim Bekarim, you're also, you're plowing Kilayim in your vineyard, you're doing Kilayim, you're also mixing.
So that's four.
That's four. Uba Shvi'is is during the 7th year, during Shemitah.
Five.
The Yom Tov.
Six.
The Kayin. Seven. The Nazir Rebbeis HaTomad. He's a Nazir, he's a Kohen, and a Nazir, and he's in a Beis HaKvaras. So that's seven and eight, that he's a Nazir.
He's in a graveyard.
He's plowing down the graveyard. And he's plowing down a vineyard in a graveyard. So this guy plants his vineyard. He's a pretty tummy guy. It's like in his Beis HaKvaras, he's like planting.
This guy's a troll.
Planting.
This guy's a mess. Call Dr. Zed.
Now, couldn't you also count that as 10 in a graveyard? Because you're isn't there something about breaking bones?
That's the thing, going over bones. There's no bones. It's in the corner of the graveyard.
Okay. So, at least 9.
8. We have over here 8, right?
One.
What do we have? We have Shar. What's the 8 we have over here? We have Shar and Chamar. What's the 8 we have over here? We have Shar and Chamar is 1. You plow because it's mixing. They're both holy. They're both Bechar.
2 and 3.
Right? It's Kalayim and Karim. You're plowing Kalayim in the field.
4.
Shemitah.
5.
Yom Tov.
6.
Kayin and Beis HaKvaras.
7 and 8.
And Nazir and Beis HaKvaras. No, Kayin and Beis HaKvaras and Nazir and Beis HaKvaras. 7 and 8. Very good. So we have here 8. Kam Chanani ben Chachinai. Omer Af Haloi Bish Kalayim. Let's say while this guy was doing, he's also wearing his fancy Kalayim jacket. With Shannon in his jacket.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Ah, I love his kill Ayan. He's also a ninth guy.
That's 9?
That's me, 9. But they told him it's not true. We're not looking for your case. Your case is not a good case. Because Amrullah, they said to him, Ain't Hashem, that's not like a name. That's not like what a number. You can't count it over here. That's not counted. Right? Why? Because they told him, that's not in one act. That's like a separate thing. You have to be wearing your fancy climb jacket. But it wasn't in the act of plowing. You didn't get it from doing at the same time. It wasn't in the act of plowing. It's a side thing. A side issue.
Bishvah.
What?
Bishvah.
Yeah,
I answered that. I was like, why? But he's wearing it. He's in the act and he's wearing it. He needs that jacket to keep himself warm while he's doing
it. But it wasn't in the act. I mean, it wasn't in the act.
And even more so, we're talking about climb, so just include this kilayim in it as well. It's still an entire kilayim.
Okay,
the only answer that I have is that if you look in the pasuk, it's two separate lavim.
Right.
The animals and the jacket.
It's two different kilayim.
So the shame, like we mentioned earlier, is going shame on the pasuk.
I see. It's just
like, how many shemas do you have on a certain place? So we said that. How many
yisurim
in the Torah?
It's that shame.
That shame. So you can't put it into that shame because in the pasuk there's a low for the shanes and there's a low for the animals.
Right. Yeah. So it's a different. So there is the shatnez. You were doing here shatnez. The animal is saying that shatnez on the clothing. So that can be counted in your one act, right? You can get that is or that part of this act. So you do it at the same time, but it's not part of this act. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, "Af hanazir lo yuashim." If so, also a nazir is not in this act. It happened to be he was a nazir. It was like a side thing. The same way you're telling me that kilayim happened to be a side fact that he was wearing kilayim. So I can tell you also maybe in a certain way it's not as strong. The fact that he was a Nazir also was a side issue. But wasn't an issue directly related to our issue with the guy plowing? It's different than Kalayim. Kalayim, they told you wearing Shatnez jacket. It's like totally disconnected to the whole story with the plowing. Right? He's telling them back, you're being so strict on me. Your case, your Nazir also wasn't directly connected to the story. It happens to be a side issue that you're a Nazir. You're not really, the issue of Nazir isn't directly related to your plowing, correct? The guy's plowing with this thing with all these issues, but there's certainly said this.
I think that the coin and the nuts coins also similar categories happens to be a coin, so he could have, according to this person, then it should have only been 6 lava.
Oh, so you're asking a good question. You're asking why is he saying only nuzer? Look, all right, so come here. What about coin? He's saying it really. Why it says nuzer? It really means coin also.
So that would have been 6 according to this person.
What about yours? Because I think Nazir, the way I say it, Nazir is a side issue. It's a new thing that he put on himself. Kohen is, in this case, in this scenario, you were a Kohen.
You always would be a Kohen, no matter what. Like, and the nasir you put onto yourself, right. And then you're out of it. You're not anymore a nasir.
Right. Nahon, you're another. I'm not sure. I hear.
Temporary.
Yeah, it could be temporary. I'm not sure because over here also, if you needed to plow, you needed to be in here. You needed to be your coin to plow. I'm not sure. Hey, you're saying that coin. Same way you're not. You shouldn't be chayv. No, you shouldn't be chayv a coin either. I hear.
Now, does it matter how many garments you're wearing that are coin?
Well, that case doesn't matter anyway.
No, we're not counting kalayim right now. Right now, we're not counting kalayim. Why coin? No, because we said nazir is a side point. It's not directly related to your plowing. So Fred is saying, so coin is also a side point. It's not like in your story. How is it in the story, but it's not directly related to your issue? Unless you could, because it is your issue. I think coin is different. Because you're doing it in a Beis HaKvaras.
Nachon. Who plows in a Beis HaKvaras?
Nachon, so I think coin could...
So you're probably uprooting the...
Right, I think it's still in the plowing.
Really a basic part, it could have been maybe just a little piece of bone in this
nachon,
field.
Nachon, Beis HaTom doesn't seem... But still, but it seems like you were plowing over that spot, so that was directly related to the story of coin becoming tummy. Meaning, in your plowing, I wanted something to happen in your plowing, not something your jacket you're wearing, a side point. Something that I saw in your plowing.
Plowing in his jacket.
Not really. I understand. You're saying Kayan. I'm not sure. I'm thinking that.
Seems to be a bit of
Nachon. So that's really the fight between. That's where. That's what.
They
that's
seem to have
seen. Kalai, we see.
Go in together, but Nachon.
No, so we can see the jacket I see is different. I mean, his question back on Nazir and like Kayan is a little hard to understand this question because it really is in there. And Fred is asking, what's the difference between Kayan and Nazir? It's the same thing. You're just a Nazir is a side point. The Kayan is also a side point. I'm not sure.
Well, the Kohen, he's in a cemetery, right?
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, but is that... But
and
maybe
bring
you
bones.
I mean, it's a side point.
Right, so to give the power for the base of Pharos, you have to be a Kohen or Nazir. Otherwise, it fits into the situation where you're trying to get as many lavim as possible.
Right.
That's how it fits in. Because if you say base of Pharos, like Yaakov's saying, then you wouldn't have room for the... Who cares if he's a Nazir or Kohen? It's a basic verse, and if it's a basic verse, who cares? I mean, if he's the astral, then why do you bring basic verse? Who cares?
Right. So the case is for sure we're saying
it relies on each other, but I guess in a way.
Well, you're right. Our case for sure we want it to be in the basic verse, but the question is exactly if you count Kain and Nazir as one of them. So the Gemara is saying you can't count Nazir. Fine. Let's see the Rivan. Let's see the Rivan over here on top. Yesh Chayresh Talam. Big Rivan. Hold on. Yesh Chayresh Talam Echad. There's a person who plows one time. Yesh Iver, there's a person who transgresses. Loisachresh b'shar v'chamar. Transgresses, loisachresh, don't plow with the shar v'chamar. V'nil kadma, like he like collects with him. Isurim harbi, many isurim. Im oise lavla. While doing this lav, he gets many more isurim at the same time that he's plowing. Now the Rebbe says, I have a much simpler case for you. Tell me the guy is going with 20 animals, Kalayim, and he's getting many Yisurim Kalayim at one time. Let's say he's mixing 10 animals at one time. 5 animals Shar, 5 animals Chamar. So right there, you have 5 Yisurim in one shot. He's saying, that's not a big deal. You don't have to be so smart to realize if you do 5 times Kalayim, you get Chayav 5 times. We want a better case. Then you get 5 different Lavin at the same time. Right, Rav said we like to bring like the case where you get the most lavin at one time. But we're not trying to get the most lavin stam at one time. The most different lavin at one time. All different lavin. Say, well, in this lekos, we're not dealing with shirachayrish, they should be plowing the kama shvarim with a few oxen, the kama chamarim, and a few donkeys. And you're collecting many yisurim alav. We're saying at least, we want the least number. We want you to find the least possible. In your scenario, you're doing in the least case scenario, you're getting the most Yisurim. We don't need to give you a case you're going with 10 animals, Kalayim. You're doing the least animals possible, you're still going to get tons of Yisurim. While you're doing Kalayim, we want to see how many Yisurim you get while you're doing Kalayim. So we said, what was the case? First of all, it was a Shar and a Chamar together. They hate Mukudashin, and they are Kaidish. So what is the response? The Gemara Mukila. Gemara is going to Mukila B'Bachar. The Gemara is going to explain that it's going on the case of Bachar. We'll Ubeshar, so the Bach, if you look at the guy's Bach by Vod. Yeah, meaning it could have been hektish. I mean, when I thought about the cases,
could have been hektish.
Regular, you don't need to hektish.
Wants to stay here specifically
at the car. Right.
You can explain why.
Right. Oh, so Cubs are about to say, what's the scenario of the Mishnah with this that we say that it's holy? That case is Babachar. So what is the Hagar Zabach by letter of Vav say? Ubachar Shar, it's referring to a Bachar Shar. Upetach Amar Ka'amar. Or the Chamar that's supposed to be redeemed. The Ka'amar Bahen, and you are being over on them. Yeah, so let's go back into the Rivan. B'char shar petach amar. The ka'aver behen, you're chayiv mishum le'sa'avayit b'b'char sharecha. So first of all, you're chayiv for don't work with the b'char of your axe. Good? So you're getting two isurim. First of all, for using your b'char of your shar. And also for using your b'char of your chamar. This is what the Bach says. The Bach is explaining, he said at the end of that Bach, that we're giving you two isurim. One is for shar, and one is for b'char. Let's see the Rivan further. Now, who's this going according to, that you're not allowed to use your chamar? This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Parak Kama de Bukharis, who says in the first parak of Bukharis, Pater Chamar Aser Bahana. Pater Chamar is Aser Bahana. The Bechal Leisavetu, because in Leisavet. Fa'afal Gav de Bukharis said Bukhar Sharecha, even though the Pasuk says, the Bukhar my axe, Ihu Darish Lay, he says, B'char sharecha, l'mi'ute shutvis, v'lay l'mi'ute petach amar. He's, there's a machlag in the Gemara over there. When the Pasuk says, B'char shar, do we mean only your axe as holiness, and not your donkey? Or maybe it means something else. I mean, there's two ways that I learned that Gemara, what B'char is talking. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, B'char sharecha. What does it say? It says, B'char sharecha. Right, the B'char of your axe has kedusha, right? Now, what do we kind of say when we're saying your ox? He says, it's saying your ox to exclude what? Not to exclude your donkey. To exclude yours, sharecha, yours, has to be yours.
Not a partnership.
Right, and not a partnership.
Meaning it doesn't apply by partnership.
Right, not a partnership.
And not coming to exclude a donkey.
And we're not excluding a donkey. The other shita says, no. There's one shita. The other shita says, no, you know what's telling me? The positive is telling me, sharecha. Is referring to only your axe.
Not a donkey.
And not.
Are we going according to that one?
He's going to explain both. Not a donkey.
So when it's, you were saying that the Hamor doesn't have quite,
that's the Shita.
Any holiness.
Right.
Because of that pasuk, according to the Shita, who says it's Mamit the Hamor.
Right, exactly. So again, once Jesus says Bechar Sharecha, the Bechar of your axe, what's that covered to say? Only when it's your axe, but not when it's a partnership. It's a partnership. There's no kedusha here.
Partnership mean a goy in there is one or the
not even two partners. The Gemara says also a goyish partnership. The Gemara Bukharis, but even if you're partner with somebody else also, okay. There is a case with a goy, but it says not a partnership. Good. So a simple case is you want a goy. Fine. Say you want a goy. If you want a goy, own it. It's not a bukhar. So then, according to the Shita, what about a chamar, a firstborn chamar, has kedusha, right? When the Pasuk says shar, it doesn't mean only an axe. Also, chamar is a clue. So according to this one, equal an axe still has kedusha. So according to the Shita, our Mishnah is very simple. The case of chamar is, you're using a chamar, you're not allowed to because it has kedusha. However, what according to the other opinion over there, he says shar means your axe and not your chamar, not your donkey. He knows your donkey is not going to be have kedusha on it. So then, what's the case of our Mishnah? What's your third lav? According to the first shot, your third lav is you're using a chamar with kedusha. So if you hold the chamar, it doesn't have kedusha. So what's going to be the third lav here? So let's say it's really a sheep. Our Mishnah really means they're mixing it with a sheep. Fine, we'll stop here on this Rivan. Let's jump to tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. I'm going to try to do Chavetz Chaim now. Yes, Hashem. I'm just going to go back a little bit.
Chapter 2.
In Rabbeinu chapter 2, we should back up a little bit. So, if you remember, we're speaking about why Lashon Hara is so bad, why it's such a negative character trick. Right? Why is it so bad? So, we said because Lashon Hara brings. Is the, we gave a mashal, right? Chassayim brought the mashal from the Chazal, from the Zohar, that said that, let's say a father comes, and let's say someone comes to a father and tells him, your son is doing this and this bad thing, right? Even though a father wants to cover up the things for his son, what can he do? He's going to have to hit him. So Hashem doesn't like this person. The person who speaks Lashon Hara is giving the Tzahara ammunition to go snitch on us, and then he has to hit us. So Hashem doesn't like that so much. Right, and we spoke about earlier also, we said that in the days of Achav, that there was no Lashon Hara, there was no Machlokes, even though there was a Zara, Hashem was still Machlokes, because at least there was no Machlokes. So now we can understand why Hashem hates the person who speaks Lashon Hara. So just like a father, let's say he hears something bad about his son. He has to hit him, right, because he sees it's true. But even though he hits his son, he's still very upset at the person who spoke to Lashon Hara. Let's say a guy tells his father, I saw your son beating other kids up. He's beating them up. What does the father do? The father says, okay, if that's true, he has to hit his son. You still don't like the guy that told you. You still don't like the person who told you Lashon Hara. Because you realize the reason why this person is saying Lashon Hara about my son is not because he really cares about my son. Because he's just trying to get at me, he's just trying to say tough to me things negative about my son. If he did it because he loves him, fine. But if he did it just because he doesn't like him, then I'm going to be upset. So Hashem loves a person more than we love ourselves. Hashem wants only good for everyone in Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants good for us. Hashem doesn't want us to speak negative. And the puzzle says with Yadar Ritzvah, Hashem tells the Malach, wash your mouth out that says Lashon Hara on my children. Hashem told the Malach. So someone who's speaking Lashon Hara, they're doing the opposite. They're causing Hashem to speak Lashon Hara. Therefore, this is very, very disgusting. This is very, very disgusting by Hashem. And if we look at the Zohar and we look with an open eye, we should become full of fear and trepidation to speak Lashon Hara on any of our friends. Because let's just always tell you, come with me. Let's open the Aron Kodesh. And let's start talking Lashon Hara about Klal Yisrael. Tasha? Said, no one would do that. If you want to open our credits and start telling Hashem about Lashon Hara about other people, say, Hashem, this guy did this bad, that guy, you should kill this guy, hurt that guy. You wouldn't do that, right? You wouldn't start lying to them because you know the truth. You know that even the worst person in Klal Yisrael, they wouldn't open our credits and start asking Hashem to do bad things to Klal Yisrael. You wouldn't do that, right? But this really is the same thing when we speak Lashon Hara. That's what we're doing. When we're speaking Lashon Hara, that when we speak, we're causing on high that the Yetzer Hara to come and tell Lashon Hara, Mamash in front of the Kisei HaKavod. It's even worse. It's worse than the Aron Kodesh. We're causing the Yetzer Hara to go right in front of the Kisei HaKavod and tell Hashem Lashon Hara. And like it says in Tanu Dvar Yo, that just like the Rishon speak Lashon Hara, it goes to the Kisei HaKavod. Mamash goes to Lashon Hara, it goes all the way to Kisei HaKavod. And then this awakens the big prosecutor in Klal Yisrael. So from this now we can understand why the punishment also is so great on this bitter and evil sin of Lashon Hara, that the punishment is so great in this world and in the next world. That's where David HaMelech warns us. He says, if you want this world and the next world, there's a big way to get Olam Hazeh and Olam Hazeh. Make sure to guard your tongue from evil. And he says, someone who speaks Lashon Hara should be embarrassed on Yom Nirum to daven, because what do we say in the davening? We ask Hashem, Has Kategor Bekatz Kenegor. Remove the prosecutor and bring the defender. But Chazal says that someone who speaks Lashon Hara should be embarrassed to say those words to Hashem on Yom Nirum. What are you asking Hashem? Remove the prosecutor and bring a defender. But you're the person who brought the prosecutor. He says you should be careful not to speak Lashon Hara, but afterwards we're going to try to beg him to remove the prosecutor. We should be the ones to arouse this prosecutor. Hashem should place between us Ava Achvav Shalom Erez. Go ahead. Pretty tough this stuff.